Howdy, y'all, and welcome to the Ears Podcast, produced by Terrier TV and sponsored by Miss Edna Wilson. Awesome day in the neighborhood.
How are No. You don't get away that easily. Oh. You got to say the name of the company.
Oh, Edna Wilson with Celebrate Remax Aerospace.
You've been practicing.
Yes.
Well, I made sure that I've been looking at it extra hard. And it used to be, it was Celebrate Real Estate.
Right.
And so now I have to keep thinking about when I was at her shop, which she has a new shop there on Garden Street. Beautiful place. And it specifically said that on the shop. It said Celebrate Remax Aerospace. I'm like, man, I got this. And then I slaughtered it a couple times last time, but yes, it is what it is.
Okay. Well, good.
That's how you learn.
Yeah. We're very proud of you.
Yes, we are. We're very proud of you.
Thankful for our sponsorship, too. So, indeed. Yeah, it's all good. What's been going on with you all this week?
I got us the last table for trivia.
That's a jam up, which is February...
25th.
25th, okay. It's coming up fast. Yep. They have no idea what they're getting themselves into.
Are you going to dress up?
Is it? Well, we can dress up?
Oh, yeah. It's a Hollywood theme. And so you can you can dress up in a Hollywood theme. I'm
kind of dressed up that way right now.
What would I do?
I have no idea. I still don't know what I'm
like
dressing
up as. It's like a character from a movie or something?
Can I dress up as myself?
Sure.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, that's true. You are Hollywood. Kind of iconic.
Yes.
I overly blessed, yeah. So, yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, yep. You can dress up. Like any movie character?
Are there tall, lanky fellows with beards out there in movies? I don't even know.
Certainly.
I'm sure there isn't somewhere. Some movie somewhere.
Castaway.
There you go. Castaway.
Just carry a volleyball around
with
me.
Carry a volleyball. Yeah, get the volleyball.
And have conversations with it the whole time.
You look like
answer
the,
is. You look like the skinny version of Tom Hanks. You do, yeah.
Answer is Blue 37. Tell them, guys. Whisper it into their ears.
There you go.
You are doing a great job.
I think I might do that. Yeah.
That's
okay,
cool.
I'm all right with that. I'll do that.
You should. Get a volleyball.
I'll carry a volleyball
just
with red paint.
Just use red paint, though. Don't do blood.
Well, I'll use my own blood if I do it. But
what?
I'm bleeding all the time anyhow, so it makes no difference.
That's
I can wipe my blood across
like
a volleyball.
You can get it anywhere.
Yeah. What's going on with your arm, by the way?
So I did a presentation last night at Beachfly Brewing down on Barnes Boulevard and Rockledge. Awesome place. When I do presentations, my name's Alligator Rob. I can't not bring in at least an alligator. You know what I mean? So I brought an alligator and a couple different snakes, like a red rat snake, a Florida king snake, and this giant, black racer, which, you hear black racer and you think about like something that's a couple feet long. This is a monster. He's over 5 feet, pushing six. He's near the state record. This thing's heads like longer than my thumb. He's a monster of a snake, and he's a bloodthirsty joker. It kind of is what it is. Imagine he's scared, He's like, every time you touch me, I'm going to make you pay. And he does. And I told people when I pulled him out, I said, hey, like, this is one of those you don't want to, please don't move around me. Please keep your hands down. Don't move anywhere fast, and I'll walk around you guys, and he'll look at you like he wants to kill you all. And it'll be a really cool experience, and we'll all talk about it and go, ha, 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 ha. And I'm going to get bit. He's going to wear my blood as lipstick. It's going to be all part of it. And just pulled him out, and he immediately just went. He actually latched onto my bands on my wrist, and I went, you missed. You missed. And then he ran around, and he latched onto my wrist over here, and I went, again, all part of it. So I drip blood for the next about 5 minutes around the place. I thought it was funny. Uh-huh. Like, are you okay? And that's when you always tempt the idea. Like, do you kind of go, like right. You're gonna pass out. Like it was venomous. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's a bad joke.
Yeah, bad joke.
That's something Uncle Bill would do. I can't pull that one off.
Our work experiences are so different.
It was fun. A great place though. If you're looking for a nice place to go have dinner and a drink, it's pretty epic.
Oh,
I would suggest it. But I hope to do some more stuff with them. That and La Marambas. Mm-hmm. I am addicted to that place like so hard. It's ridiculous. Uh-huh. Yeah, right there on US 1.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is the top Mexican restaurant in town with no problem saying it.
We had our faculty Christmas party there.
Did you really? Okay.
Yeah, they served us a nice little buffet thing. It was good.
So is that mean the drums? Is that what that means? What does that mean? I wonder what that means in Spanish.
Marum? I don't know. I do not know.
I don't know.
I don't know. As the kids would, as the kids would say, elephant rhino. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. The kids would say that.
The kids are saying that.
Yeah. Well, I heard a kid say that like one time.
He hangs out.
Okay, you guys ready to jump into talking to our guest today?
Yeah, let's
we
do
are.
It.
So today on the podcast, we are joined by Miss Mira Mudd. Mira, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So I first met you about a year ago now. I want to say it was maybe it's pushing a year here, a month or so. Yeah, we were having our EcoFest event from last year, and I think you had dropped me an email telling me that you were a local musician.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any spots open, but you ended up coming out with us and doing some research, and we became buddies, and it's been an awesome friendship.
Yeah, it has.
So tell us a little bit about you and what you do for a living and all those good things.
All right. So I was born and raised in Titusville, Florida. And I came here to THS for high school and went to St. Teresa for kindergarten through eighth grade. And I went to UCF for business. And after I graduated, I realized that I wanted to get into music. So started taking some voice lessons. And I always knew how to play the guitar. You know, my dad taught me growing up. Listened to old songs, 70s, you know, 80s, all that good stuff. So then after college, I realized, you know, I worked in a couple jobs here and there. And I actually went woofing, which is worldwide organic farming. And this is a cool little thing for ears.
Woofing.
Yes, woofing.
I did not expect to have this conversation. This is awesome.
Yes, yes. So I went to Alaska. I stayed there for 2 months. And then after I went to Maine, it's all farming, you know, Maine for 2 months and then a horse farm in Texas after that. And so I took a little break from the music, did my voice lessons, headed out to the farm for a year, came back, started writing songs, wrote my first song in Maine. So
that's, you know, when me and you were chatting about all this, that's what I don't know. I'm trying to think of the correct way to start with this. You kind of have a very inspiring story due to the fact that you knew that what you were doing wasn't something you loved, and you changed your whole life and mixed everything up to go do something that you love to do. So tell us a little bit about what that was like, kind of pushing away from what you had been doing and jumping into something, trying to really put yourself into something you love doing.
Right. And that's, you know, it's hard in Titusville because, you know, you think you got to go to college, work at the Space Center, do everything. And in my heart of hearts, I could not do that. And then, you know, if anyone does want to do that, that's amazing, you know, go ahead and do it. But but for me, I knew I always loved nature, you know, I wanted to go out and do it. And I always loved music. So I never really, you know, in my head, I was like, okay, I want to do music, but I don't need to like do the full trajectory right now. You know, I still want to do my farming. So I'll take some voice lessons, you know, sing on all the farms. You know, I taught some people some guitar on the farms and all that. So I looked up a program, which is woofing. You know, I just found it online and I was like, I want to go to Alaska. So I looked it up and it was the first farm, Eagle Song. They do peonies during the summer. They ship peonies out in the U.S. everywhere. So shout out to Eagle Song. and so I worked on that farm. You know, we were chopping logs, picking out the roots for the peonies and staining cabins, you know, doing the full Alaskan. I went out there on a float plane. It was in Bush, Alaska, and I got to fly it as well.
We what?
Went oh, cool.
With Bob the pilot.
Yes. I'm just wondering if there's anything you haven't done
right.
yet.
I try to just, you know, I try to hit all my points so I can, like, I'm knowledgeable about, you know, different subjects and everything. You know, I like to just get in there with whatever I'm doing.
No, I think it's really an inspiring story that you jumped out of your comfort zone like that and just and went for it. You
yes.
know, there's a lot of people that always think about doing that and they never go and do it and they miss the opportunities that, I mean, they're always there no matter what your age is. It's just, I think it's kind of refreshing that to hear a story of someone doing it and dag nabbit, Mira, you're good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Frank. Thank you.
Yeah, when we hit it off there in the originally, I remember telling you, I'm like, man, it's not often I meet people that legitimately, as soon as you meet them, you go, this person's got an adventurous spirit. I'm like, this is my kind of people. I'm like, I super enjoy hanging out with you for that reason and many more. But you were telling me you just spent a couple of weeks up in North Florida that you kind of just take yourself and put yourself out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
And work on writing songs and just and work on you. You know what I mean? You take you time.
I do.
Tell us a little bit about that and what that means to you.
All right. Yeah, I like to take me time. You know, I was doing gigs for the last 6 months last year. And I just knew January was a like time for me to have some downtime. So I went out, I booked a cabin, or not a cabin, a tent thing in North Florida, Madison County. And it was like a yurt. And so I went out there, you know, no really plans. I wanted to write some songs, but I just knew I wanted to go. But it was very cold. So that was an experience, you know, so, I don't know.
Camping in the cold is the jammy jam right there.
Yeah. It was a little bit intense, you know, a lot of days of, so like you guys are getting me like now, like coming out of it, you know? So I'm kind of like, you know, I was out in nature for a month, so I was kind of wild.
Your beard is not as big as mine. It's kind of shocking.
But yes, it was so cold, but you know, I just did it. I went through the days. I could still go out to town. You know, it wasn't like I was stuck in the forest and, you know, hunting for my food.
You were talking to rabbits and stuff.
Right.
Like, hey, Mr. Rabbit, we're both eating carrots.
Out in the morning, checking the traps.
Yeah, right. Seeing what I got for food.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did that for a month and then, I would go out to the library during the day. I don't know. I would just do random stuff and, you know, sit and do fires, write songs. I wrote 3 songs. So that was good. The song inspiration, that just comes to me like quickly. You know, I'm not one to sit there and write it. It's just like I'm aligned with whatever energy's there and I write it in like maybe 30 minutes or something. So that's the songwriting process right there.
It's a talent. Yeah. Not everybody can do that. That's for sure.
So does it like just come out of left field? I mean, all of a sudden you
kind
like,
of poof. Funny because I wrote a song When the Rain Comes In Sideways, coming in left field kind of thing.
Okay.
And that one just kind of hit me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it'll come to me and then I'll just like I'll do it. Sometimes I don't sit down and do it and then it kind of just runs away from me and then I never get to it, you know? So it's like I gotta do it right there. I get
right,
the idea.
Yeah.
And then
you gotta strike when the iron's hot.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
We were talking about Tom Cruise a second ago, and then she talked about Sideways Rain. So my mind, of course, went to Eddie Betty Little Stingin' Rain. Rain was coming from all different directions. So, sorry. If we hadn't
maybe
talked about that.
Wait, yeah. He's maybe got the whole Tom Hanks catalog does down. Really does.
They called that a $1 million wound. Anyhow. Oh,
it.
Lord. So what was it like the first time you got up there on stage and you performed your first song on stage?
Like back in the day,
yeah.
Like very first time.
Yeah.
So I did some open mics with Steve Hodak. Shout out to Steve Hodak. He does a lot of open mics in like Cocoa Village and all that. So I knew coming back from farming, I wanted to go and do open mics and just get out there and sing. And I knew I wasn't good. You know, I knew. And there's videos and I, you know, I untagged myself because I was just like, you know, like they're there, but I just don't need people watching that because
that is not your legacy.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Because singing when you're by yourself is so much different from singing in front of people. And, you know, your nervous system is just all whacked out. So then when you go up there, you're just kind of like singing whatever comes out, you know. So I was doing open mics for about a year, just trying to like, you know, just did it every week. I would go like, I don't know, maybe every day for a week for a while. Or, you know, as often as I can. And so, yeah, I got up there. It wasn't like this profound moment of like, oh my gosh, I'm on stage. It was like, shoot, like, what did I sign up for?
This may have been a mistake.
Yeah. Right? And I got to follow through with it. I had to do it, you know, I just had to keep getting better because I already signed up for it in my head. I'm like, you know, I just got to work on my stage presence and just get up there and keep doing it.
That's part of the process, right?
Yeah, it is.
So how has that changed from that time? How many years ago was that?
That was, let's see, maybe
it wasn't,
2 years ago.
I was going to say, it wasn't long ago that you started this journey.
No, 2 years ago.
From that time till now,
yeah.
How has that changed?
Oh, it's changed so much, yes.
And you think a lot of that's just putting the positive energy out there, kind of
Just
being comfortable with yourself and knowing you're going to put out a good product. And
yes, yeah.
But I also think, I mean, and I tell students this all the time, The more you do something, the better you become.
Yes. It's true. It's true.
You got to put in the work.
Yeah.
You can't just hope that someday you'll be good.
No.
You got to put in the work.
Yeah, you do. And like, you want to give up halfway. You're like, what am I even doing this for?
Well, if you don't see the end.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were there times you thought that? You went, what was I thinking? What was I thought I could be a singer. What was I considering here?
Yeah,
What helped you fight through that?
It was such like a foundation. Like, I can't explain it. When I graduated college, I was going through like a period of time where I was just like telling myself over and over again, like, this is what you have to do. Like, it was just a super, like, I built the foundation really well so that I was able to like push through the doubt, you know, like for about a year, you know. I just let it sit with me for a year without even starting the music. Just say, okay, Mira, you're going to do this, you know, kind of thing.
So you have a pretty amazing family too. Your mom is a musician too, correct?
She plays piano.
Okay. Yeah. So I remember going to an event you guys had there at Rockledge Gardens.
Yes.
That where you were playing at, and your mom was playing with you. I remember I was there with some friends, and I went, Mira's jamming out with her mom. This is the coolest flipping thing ever. Like, you guys were jamming out
right,
too. It was
yes.
really cool.
Yeah, she enjoys that. She was shaking the egg and the tambourine, and
she was getting after it.
Yeah, she was getting after it. She's fun. Yes, I love my mom.
So speaking about your family, I remember one of the first times we were out, you were telling me a story. You know, like, your last name is Mud. I didn't think about it. I was joking about, you know, like, we were in a super muddy place. I'm like, man, I'm sorry. Your last name is Mud, and here I go. We're throwing mud all over you, Amira. I'm super sorry.
Right.
And you said, well, it's kind of part of the family legacy that, you know, was way back in the day. And I said, wait a minute, Mud. And then you started telling me the story.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So
it's an epic story.
Yes, it is. So Dr. Mud is my great-great-great-grandfather.
Oh, okay.
And so for anyone who doesn't know, he is, so John Wilkes Booth, the guy who shot Abraham Lincoln, he broke his leg coming down from stage, and he ran to Dr. Mud's house, and he set his leg. And then all of a sudden, he is in the conspiracy that he was with the Lincoln assassination and all that. So he got sent to the Dry Tortugas prison. I forgot how long, but he was there and he was helping out.
It was several years.
Yeah. And he was helping out with the yellow fever, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I should know this, yep. But yeah. And that's what he was doing. And my great-great-grandfather did a lot of work to clear his name. And
actually cured everybody there that came down with that. And he got pardoned, and they let him loose.
Yeah,
because he cured the entire prison, including the warden. Yeah, that's pretty flippin' cool.
Yes.
So you're saying your great grandfather?
Yes, great, I believe. Yes.
Okay.
My dad's grandpa. So yes, great.
How amazing is that?
This poor man was just amazing. Being a doctor, thinking he's
right
any other day. Well, you've got a broken leg. I'll set you. And then he ends up in prison.
And it's in a time when there wasn't like, you know, instant communication.
Yeah.
And a man just appears in need. And you
help him.
Fill that need,
yeah.
And then you send him on his way.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
people are knocking at the door.
It's part of an oath you take.
Yeah.
As a doctor, it's an oath you take. You gotta help people if they're hurt.
I mean, yeah.
Doesn't mean you're a bad dude.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
you gotta do it.
Crazy stuff.
And then he got wrapped up. Yep.
So, Mira, if people want to go somewhere and find you and hire you to come play an event, or play their establishment, where do they find you at?
Instagram. I have Instagram, Mira Mud, and that's about Facebook too, you know.
Are there places people can go and listen to your
songs?
Oh,
you're talking about that.
Well, no, I'm talking about that as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes. Places that people can listen to my songs?
Yeah.
I have songs on Spotify. I just re-uploaded them. Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, all that. Three songs that I recorded of myself, and on YouTube. And so,
my
yes.
Sorry. Okay.
Cindy's
I'm
breaking
just banging
some
around over here, causing a ruckus.
Getting excited for my music.
Yes, I am.
Normally, she's smashing my toes about that time, so it's all good. Yeah. No. So we gave you a little bit of homework.
Oh yes, trivia.
Yes, hit us with some trivia, and then we're gonna go back over all that again and make sure everybody knows how to get hold of you. And we'll of course put that in the notes for the show too.
All right, sounds good. Okay, so speaking of my family history, what is the famous saying that has to do with the last name Mud?
I know this one.
Oh.
I know this one. You want me to drop it?
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
Your name is Mud.
Your name is Mud, yeah.
My name is Mud, yes. Yep. Good job.
And we've heard that one before, yes?
No. Really?
You don't know this story? Legitimately, it was like every history book growing up. You learned this in school somewhere. Ask your daughter if she's heard of this before. Either one of you guys heard of Your Name Is Mud, the whole Dr. Mud story? Wow. Okay.
They're not teaching the kids these days.
This was something that was taught. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. No, it was taught. Yeah.
Was that would have been a middle school thing? I'd be guessing.
Middle or high school usually starts Civil War.
So whenever you're going through school, did you ever hear it get mentioned as you're going through school?
Yeah. I was always famous.
Would people kind of go, wait a second, that's your last name.
Right.
Is that how that would go down?
Kind of, yeah. Or the teacher, you know, they would say like, you know, Mira's here, Mira Mud is here. So, you know, I would bring in the VHS tapes of the Dr. Mud movies that my dad had and we would watch it and it was cool, you know.
That is very cool.
Share it, yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were several movies made about that story.
Yeah, a lot of movies, yeah. Wow. And in National Treasure 2, they mention that. My Name Is Mud.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Movie.
Wow. Yeah,
that's movie trivia.
That's some very neat stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, hit us with the next one.
Okay.
I'll do better this time.
I went one for one. That's like I never start off with a win. Well, usually it takes me a while to get a win.
Nice, Frank. Nice. You got it.
I feel so good right now.
Yes.
It's amazing. I feel incredible.
Okay, so I after I was camping, I spent some time in Seaside, Florida, and that is where the Truman Show is filmed. So I got to see the Truman House. It was the best thing ever.
I saw it on your social media.
Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was so cool. So I was the trivia question is, what does Truman say in the movie? Like what's his famous line that he says?
And if I don't see you tomorrow, or if I don't see it in, I can't remember.
Close, yeah.
Oh, you're right there. You're right there.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
You're super, super close.
Yeah, it's like,
good morning, and if I don't see it in,
good morning, goodbye, and so.
Good afternoon. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it's something like that.
You're getting there.
I'm butchering it. I'm trying. I'm trying my best.
That's really close.
Yeah, you guys. Mm-hmm. It was close.
Yeah, okay, hit us with
it. But not quite.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
There we go.
Okay. Indeed. That's how he left the set, wasn't it? Yeah.
Right. He broke through the wall and went through.
Running.
we have got him on a Tom Hanks kick now.
Boy, we all started it.
Starting with Castaway.
Yeah, you all started it. It is what it is.
Yep.
Okay, what song is this line from, and who is the artist? Okay, it says, it's hard to get by just upon a smile.
Oh, okay, I know it. It's Cat Stevens.
Yes, what's the song?
He's 100% got it.
Oh, hold on.
Does he have it?
I can see the physical pain he is in.
Cat Stevens. I thought of a cat bird.
Golly, I can't.
What year would that be from? Is that 60s, 70s?
70s,
I think. Yeah, it's...
Give him a hint.
Oh, I can't.
Give him a hint.
W.
Is it
W?
W.
Two.
Oh, from World War II?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No. W2. Oh, my God.
Cat Stevens was famous for his wartime songs.
I don't know who Cat Stevens is.
Oh, you don't?
I mean, I'm sure I've heard the name, but I don't know. Yeah. If I heard a song, I might know the song, but I don't know the artist.
We both have homework tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon so. No,
Cat Stevens is one of my favorite, and I listen to the song. Yeah. I listen to this song, and for the life of me, I cannot think of the name.
And right. Trivia, that's one thing I always butcher. I'm not good with music or song titles or artists, because I love listening to music. I don't know who any of those things are.
Yeah.
I had other things in my brain, I guess, that I memorized instead of that. I mean,
it's a whole nother like filing system in your brain.
Is, yeah.
It is. Okay. What is it?
Wild World.
Oh, that's right. It's a wild, wild world. Yep. It's hard to get by just upon a smile.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. You were close. This is good. At least you got half.
This is good.
Okay.
So this is legitimately potpourri. You got the potluck.
Yeah,
so, okay.
I do.
Yeah, indeed. We were talking about that. Okay,
yes,
yeah.
We were.
She went potpourri on us.
I like it.
Good.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
All right. This is not really a trivia question. It's more of like a guessing game. Okay. What time tomorrow morning is the sun going to rise? Exact time.
657.
No.
Close.
708.
Close.
Sunrise has typically been, let's see, it's after 7 o'clock, and it's before 7:15, I'd say 7:12.
No. Lower. No. Lower.
Really? Uh-huh. Is it, it's after close. It's after 7, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a couple above, of days ago, it was 7:11.
Yeah, it's 7:10, uh-huh. Maybe. 7:10.
Lower.
That's nine. Why I was thinking 08, but is it lower than that?
Mm-hmm. Somewhere
yeah,
in between.
It keeps getting there.
Okay.
Yeah, like 7:06.
Yes. Okay. There we go. 7:06.
Okay.
Yep. Because right. I was thinking just the sun was up, yeah, around 7 o'clock, and we're getting close a couple of weeks from having to jump forward.
I know. I'm excited.
I thought
that.
We voted on something saying that we weren't doing that bogus stuff anymore. Are we on real time or fake time right now? I don't know which one's even going on.
We're in the Truman Show.
Right now.
No, you know what I'm saying? Are we on fake time or are we on
real
time?
No, we're on real time right now. We're going to go to fake time.
Why are we going to fake time?
Because.
Wasn't that originally for like people like gathering crops and stuff? And then they changed it to kids on bus stops and things.
Right. Well, if you changed it.
Didn't we vote to change it, though?
No. What happened was the Senate voted to change it. The House never took it up.
I thought
the
we had something.
The president never signed it, so it never became law.
I thought there was something on the ballot we voted on.
We did, but we can't do it without the federal government's permission. We voted on it, yes. But we cannot do it without the I think the state legislature created a law, but
yeah,
you can't
do it. I thought
some
states were
going to
do it and some states weren't.
But you can't. You can't do it piecemeal.
Right.
Because, you know, economically and all
that. Oh, yeah,
that.
I guess. I'm on Eastern time. It's not really Eastern time.
Yeah. So there's only a few states. They allow Arizona to do it. Arizona doesn't go off because.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So to say, I thought there were states
Arizona
that weren't
doing it. Arizona does it. Indiana did it for a time. But it was too confusing because half the state did it.
I'm confused right
half
now.
Didn't,
yeah.
And so they went back to it.
Just leave us on real time and leave us alone.
Well, they're not.
Or split the difference. You know what I mean?
It's
split
the worst
it
time of the year for me when they spring forward. It's just you lose that hour and it's. Yeah. Oh.
Isn't that when it gets dark like super early?
No, it gets dark late. We're in that time now.
Well, I prefer to get dark later, so we have time later.
You
on,
will
right?
like that. You will like that when it comes up in March,
which is. Is that real time or fake time? Again, that's
that's
is that fake
daylight
time?
Daylight savings time.
Theoretically,
which
all
time
is
so it's
fake.
Time.
Wow. I wish that was real.
Yeah, at least
that's
at least
what
the difference.
The law was going to do was going to make
right.
daylight savings time. You know,
oh, so they were going to make us do fake time all the time.
Right. Which you like because
again, I just want them to make up their mind and just stop flipping into the flippity flip flip and just do your thing and let's move on.
We have finally found your hot button.
Yeah,
issue.
Man, it makes me want to like choke somebody. Yeah. Like, go a direction.
Frank,
let's
what
go.
I want you to do right now: shake your fist and say, "Get off my lawn."
Leave my time alone. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
So, all you got to do is have the front porch. Be on your front porch, shaking your fist.
That's Frank.
That's
right
what
now.
My kids tell me all the time. Yeah, Dad, just keep shaking the fist.
Yeah. Shake both fists or just one fist?
No, just one.
Just one. It's not quite as menacing.
Yeah,
not quite as menacing.
No.
All right. Okay. Anyhow, that wow. that went.
That was a good discussion because
that
you
went
know,
up direction. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important stuff.
It kind of is. It's our daggum time, man.
I agree.
The day will go by in the same amount of time, whether we're on fake time or real time. Just make up your mind and go with it.
Right. Yep. Well, and it's one of the reasons this school district does. We always have spring break right after the time change, so give the kids a week to get used to it.
Right.
And when are they
idea.
Changing this again?
I think it's like the 12th of March.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's soon.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah.
About another month, another 4 weeks.
Did the rat see its shadow?
The rat.
Yes, the rat did see its shadow.
Which means we have more winter or less
six
winter?
Weeks. 6 weeks of winter.
See, that's just like the fake time thing. It don't make a difference if you see the shadow or not. It's going to be cold or it's not going to be cold.
Exactly.
Then what are we doing?
Because.
I feel like the groundhog and the time people, like they got in this weird conglomeration.
There's
where
a
like,
whole economy built on this.
Yeah, the groundhog stood there one day and went, "Hey, homie, come here. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation about time. And hey, just think about this. About the same time you see your shadow or don't see your shadow, time changes. So Oh, yeah, you see, you understand. And they agreed to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way it happened. I read the transcript. It's exactly the way it happened.
Like, there was like some kind of, they pushed some papers back and forth with the numbers on them. Yeah. It was a serious business deal going on.
What do you think about this?
And he went.
Sliding paper.
He pushed it back to him. Yeah.
Back and forth.
And then just like Caddyshack, he did a dance. He danced. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's where my mind always goes, but anyhow.
Okay.
All right. What is our, we have one more question?
Yes, okay. One more.
That was, man, we went down a gopher, gopher burrow on that one.
Groundhogs.
Yeah, groundhog burrow. Okay, as a person who's not a small mammal person, what's the difference between a groundhog and a, so a gopher, which we've been finding on the county properties, is a small version of a groundhog? Am I right about that?
I think so, yeah.
Like they're cousins?
I think so.
Like
a long-lost
cousin?
Again, small
long
mammals.
Long-lost southern cousin?
Not you can tell thing. Me that. I'll believe it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Hi, groundhog. How you doing? We're from way down south. Yeah, anyhow.
Okay. Let the nice lady ask her question.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
All right. So this is going to be a quote. So it's going to kind of be long, and I'm going to kind of be dramatic about it.
Are we guessing who... Who made the quote?
Yeah, so it's from a country. So you have to guess like what country it's from. And I think you guys will know. So here it is. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rain falls soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
Okay, so my initial guess would be somewhere in Europe. It's an English-speaking country.
It's an Irish blessing.
Yes.
Yes. Good job. A traditional Irish blessing.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
You haven't heard that before?
It sounds like a song.
I feel like I should have.
Is that a song?
I don't know. I don't think so. But maybe someone made it into a song. You know, maybe I could make it into
yeah.
There you go.
I'm just saying. If that's not a song, it needs to be one. if there's not, there's something missing somewhere. All right, Mira, tell everybody one more time if they want to go find you to hire you for something, for you know a gig somewhere, where to go find you at?
Instagram, my name is Mira Mudd, MIRAMUDD, and Facebook, and yeah.
Yep, great person, excellent Thank musician. You. It's very special that you have made this jump and went with something you love, and you're doing what you love, and you're putting your time and your effort into it.
Yeah,
super happy for you. Super proud of you.
Thank you, Frank.
Yep. All right, guys. What we have anything else crazy going on this week?
No, not me.
No.
I hope not.
I'm doing Pioneer Day
Please,
this
no.
weekend, and we're doing Pioneer Day at Sam's house this weekend. So we're gonna. This won't air until that's already over with, but that will be set up over there doing. I'm not really sure what they have. Like a bunch of different interesting things going on. It's Pioneer Day, so they have a lot of different natural activities and things.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Like they're usually digging out canoes and all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh,
it's at Sam's house on Mare Island. So North Mare Island, just off of the south end of the Space Center, just off of Space Center, off of the North Tropical Trail.
Okay.
Yep.
It's off a tropical trail, not Courtney?
North Tropical, yeah. It's, so where North Tropical and Courtney meet. There's a fire station there. It's right on the street from there.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Where all the bougainvilleas are at, where you look at them and you want to bleed. You're like, those things hurt. Just look at them. Yeah, but
they do.
They do. Yeah. Yeah, that's a disaster waiting to happen. Beautiful, but deadly. Yeah. I digress. All right, guys. Thank you all for joining us. Again, you can find the Ears podcast on all platforms by searching Ears. So we'll catch you all next week. Bye-bye.